7 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harsin, agent, at B. Harsin Agency in Falls City and Auburn today.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
5-2 the score here, nearing the midway point of the first quarter. Timeout on the court was taken by Nottoway Valley's coach Sean Emerson. Takes the timeout. Back to into play. Nottoway Valley will have it. Braxton McGinnis to the right side with it off of the screen. Now they've set a back screen for a three-point opportunity left wing. It won't fall by Jack Cowden. Ball going to hit the top of the backboard out of bounds to Fall City. So Jacoby Bangert will throw it in to Bodie Jones. Jones will bring it across the timeline in front of the scores table this time. Off to the right side it goes Bangert. Bangert to Morris. Left side. Now Layden has it in the left corner. They work it around. Jones tries to cut to the basket. It's going to be thrown away by Braxton McGinnis. McGinnis ahead in a hurry by the Nottoway Valley Thunder. Good pass underneath to Tyler Gray. Tyler Gray on the receiving end of a great pass by Braxton McGinnis there in transition. 7-2. Thunder in front. Bodie Jones has it on the left side. Crossover dribble. Now he'll look to pass it. Stolen away. Stolen away by DeAndre Mincy. Mincy, fast break opportunity. Up and good off the glass. 9-2. 3:16 to go here in the first. Thunder can score in a hurry here. Good defensive effort by Minty that time, just poking the ball away from Jones, as Jones didn't even see him coming from behind him. Morris has it on the right side at the volleyball spike line. Morris holds it there. Now they go to Jones at the free throw line outside Bangert. Bangert in the right corner. Picks up his dribble at the right wing. Now off to Jones, trying to lob it inside to Layden. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds and stay with the Tigers here. Up into the ball game for Nottoway Valley comes Brody McGinnis, and in for the Tigers for the first time tonight, Kaysen Davis checking in. Bodie Jones will trigger it in. Ball going to go into the backcourt by Morris. Nearly knocked away. It's going to be out of bounds last touch by Nottoway Valley on a great hustle play by the freshly checked in Brody McGinnis for Nottoway Valley. Thunder do lead 9-2, 2:45 left to go here in the first. Tiger basketball. In front of the scores table comes Bodie Jones. Jones, floater in the paint, up off, won't fall. Rebound cleared out of there by Nottoway Valley's Tyler Gray. Into the front court come the Thunder. 2:35 to go, 9-2 the score. Thunder in front. McGinnis on the take, up and good. Left-handed layup completed by Braxton McGinnis. 11-2 the score. 2:27 left to go in the first. Fall City takes a timeout. We'll take 1-2 back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Our ever popular 16 plus 6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
So a scoring run by the Nottoway Valley Thunder finds them in the front by 11-2. The score up by 9 here with 2:27 left to go in the first. I'd like to remind everybody, my name is Cody Chiron, Aaron Wisdom, our studio engineer. You can hear us live on KTNC Network, 107.1 FM and 1230 AM, as well as the MSC Sports Radio Network or the MSC Sports app. So check those out to find all kinds of coverage here on our radio network. After the timeout, it will be Fall City basketball. Coach Jackson Baum wanted to slow things down, see if they could get the guys corralled just a little bit after the 9-0 run put up by the Thunder there in the last minute or two. Tigers basketball. Into the front court comes Jones. Jones, free throw line. Outside it goes Banger. Now it's Jones. Jones at the left block underneath. Gets tied up momentarily. Back outside it goes Bangert. Bangert will try to drive. Puts the shot up off the glass. Up and won't fall. Rebound by Nottoway Valley's Tyler Gray. Back the other way. Braxton McGinnis in a hurry. Puts the shot up off the glass. Won't fall, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. We'll send Braxton McGinnis to the free throw line for a pair. Foul is going to be called on Tigers' Kaysen Davis. On Davis, his first personal foul. Team foul number one. McGinnis' first opportunity at the free throw line tonight. Up and good. He's now got 3 on the evening. Back into the game comes Brock Caudill for Fall City. And into the game for the first time for Nottoway Valley, that's Cooper Snodderly in for the first time. Braxton McGinnis, a sophomore, takes aim, fires up and good. He's got four. Sub also into the ball game comes DeAndre Mincy for Nottoway Valley. Tigers basketball, a little full court pressure being put on by Ty Hoyt by Nottoway Valley. Now the Tigers are able to break the press. Banger to the right side, Jones. Jones, crossover dribble, tries to find Cottle. Cottle has an open opportunity, misses it. Rebound has come out of there by Minty. Minty back the other way, across the timeline, moving from left to right. They kick it out. Here's a three-point look by Ty Hoyt. Up and off, no good. Offensive rebound put up and in by Jack Cowden. He's done that twice, and he's got 4 points. 15-2. Nottoway Valley in front. Back the other way comes Jones. Jones underneath Cottle. Cottle loses the handle on it. Can't handle it. Back stolen away by Jack Cowden. He hands it off to Brody McGinnis. McGinnis, cross-court pass. It goes into the hands of Cooper Snodderly. Snodderly to Comancy. They work it around from left to right. Back to Hoyt. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Hoyt will hold it. Set up the offense for the Thunder and Coach Sean Amerson. Cross-court, Minty down underneath. Cross-court pass to Hoyt. Back out to Minty, top of the key. Shot clock at 5. Hoyt down to the corner. Here's Hoyt. He'll have to launch a 3, blocked away by Ethan Morris. Big collision between Ethan Morris there and Bodie Jones. Jones hits the deck. The Tigers are able to corral it. Now the clock is at 42 seconds left here in the first. Bodie Jones has it. Now it's poked away by Ty Hoyt. Hoyt ahead. Step back. Hands it off. Left-handed jump shot up and good by Brody McGinnis. McGinnis enters the scorebook. Great left-handed hook shot there. 17-2, a 15-point advantage for Nottoway Valley. Shot clock is off. 20 seconds to play here in the first. Jones has it. He'll set up the offense, hoping to hold for one. Jones, left side, Ethan Morris. Morris has it on the left wing. Tries to find a cutting Jones. Ball's going to be knocked away out of bounds by Ty Hoyt for Nottoway Valley. Into the ballgame comes Kaysen Davis. Davis will replace Brock Cottle here with 9 seconds left to go in the opening period. Jones standing on the baseline, right in front of the Nottoway Valley cheerleaders here this evening. Jones triggers it in, throws it into Banger, clocks at 7. Banger dribbles the free throw line, has it forced up, a shot won't fall. 3 seconds, 2 seconds ahead. Here's a long down court pass. Bodie McGinnis can't get the shot to fall. 17-2, the score here after one quarter of play. We'll take a 1 minute timeout and back with more basketball action on KTNC.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workatfast.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back live at Fall City High School. We're ready for second quarter of play. The Tigers do trail by 15 after one quarter, 17-2. The Nottoway Valley Thunder on the road tonight and up big in the first quarter. Banger will throw it in into the backcourt to Jones. Jones, crossover dribble in the backcourt still, but does now get it across the timeline. He'll move forward with it. Top of the key it goes. Three-point opportunity up and off. Front iron won't fall. Jacoby Banger with the offensive rebound. Back outside it goes. Into the hands of Banger once again. Top of the key. Down to Layton right side. Layton tries to look for a cutter. That was Carson Simpson over there. Simpson thought he was going to go, or Layton thought Simpson was going to go out towards the timeline. Simpson tried to do a backdoor cut, just a lack of communication there. Ball is going to go out of bounds. Nottoway Valley has it. Off to Braxton McGinnis. McGinnis has it at the free throw line and picks up his dribble. They kick it outside. This is Brody McGinnis. McGinnis moves to the hoop, puts a shot up off the glass, won't fall. Elijah Layton able to track down the defensive rebound for Fall City. He gets it out to Banger. Banger across the timeline, trailing by 15. Once again, 17-2, the score. Now here's a steal by Nottoway Valley. Into the front court. Come the Thunder. Up off the glass and good is Cooper Snodderly. Snodderly gets the scoring started. It's 19-2. Nottoway Valley on top. Morris across the timeline, moving right. Tries to lob it underneath to Layton. Layton collects it, turns around, in front of the hoop, up and good. Elijah Layton gets a turnaround to go, and it's 19-4. Nottoway Valley in front with the basketball. Into the front court comes Brody McGinnis. McGinnis, cross court pass, it goes Snodderly. Snodderly back over to back to McGinnis this time, who will try a 3-point opportunity, won't fall. Rebound comes down to Jacoby Banger. Banger. Between the circles, he'll have his dribble. He'll hand it to Jones. Jones, opportunity down the lane. Up and off back iron, won't fall. Rebound pulled out of there by DeAndre Minty. Minty ahead. Nice pass underneath. Up and good was Tyler Gray. Minty, nice pass to Tyler Gray, who finishes the layup. It's 21-4. Ethan Morris across the timeline. On the right side, looking to get this Tiger offense going here in the second quarter. We've played 2 minutes. 5:55 left to go in the second quarter. Cross court pass Banger, who will try a three from the left wing. Up and good. Banger knocks down the triple. He's got 5 points on the evening, and it's 21-7, Nottoway Valley. Into the front court comes Braxton McGinnis. Back inside it goes. Up and no good by Tyler Gray, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. We will send Tyler Gray, a senior for this Thunder team, to the line. Foul's going to be called on Elijah Layton. On Elijah, his first personal foul. Team foul number one of the second quarter. Tyler Gray with 4 points on the night. Free throw on the way and no good. Sub into the ball game comes Brock Cottle for Fall City. And in for Nottoway Valley, Ty Hoyt as well as Jax Cowden. So Cowden and Hoyt in, Cottle in. As we have Tyler Gray at the free throw line, who just missed the first. Second free throw up and off won't go as well. Offensive rebound pulled down by Cowden. Up and good. Jax Cowden with another putback. He's got three of those. He's got 6 points on the night. And it's 23-7. Fall City trailing. Bodie Jones dribbles to the right side. Top of the key, Banger. Banger uses his dribble to the left elbow. Looking to go underneath. Now he has to pick up his dribble in a little bit of trouble. Is able to hand it off to Carson Simpson. Simpson uses his dribble. Now loses it. Going to go off of Simpson's foot, out of bounds, turnover to Nottoway Valley. Into the game for Fall City comes Kathan Davis. Davis checks in. Kathan Davis, a 5'6 freshman. He looks taller than 5'6, so I'm going to say he's closer to 6'1 or so. Kathan Davis, a freshman for this Tigers team. Braxton McGinnis for the Thunder. Goes to Minty on the left side. Cross-court pass back out to McGinnis. Right wing three-pointer up and off won't fall. Rebound is going to be tipped around, pulled down by Cowden once again. Underneath the pass goes to Tyler Gray. Up and good. Gray's got 6 points on the night, and it's 25-7. Into the front court come just the Tigers, Jacoby Banger. Left side, Jones. Jones tries to get in to Davis. Davis lost it momentarily. Now here's Jacoby Banger. He collects one, tries to fire a three from the top of the key, won't fall. Rebound tracked down by Jax Cowden. Cowden, a rebounding machine for this Thunder team. Braxton McGinnis has it. Top of the key, he goes to the right side, Hoyt. Ty Hoyt back over to McGinnis. McGinnis bounce pass underneath Cowden. Cowden can't get the shot to go, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. We'll send Jax Cowden to the free throw line for a pair. Foul is going to be called on the Tigers on Jacoby Banger. On Jacoby, his first personal foul, team foul number one. Cowden cannot get the first free throw to go. Another opportunity pending. Second free throw for Cowden, up and good this time. He's now got 7 points on the evening and a whole bunch of rebounds. 26-7, the score, 4 minutes and 7 seconds left to go here in the second. Left side it is with the basketball is Carson Simpson. Now they find an Ethan Morris cutter right down the middle of the lane. Can't get the shot to go. Kathan Davis, offensive rebound, up and good. Kathan Davis with the putback, and it's 26-9 with 3:51 here left to go here in the second. Ty Hoyt back the other way with the basketball for Nottoway Valley. He has it on the right side, down in the right corner. Here's a dribble drive. up off the glass won't fall, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called as Tyler Gray was driving to the basket there. He will go to the line to shoot a pair. Foul is going to be called on Fall City's Kaysen Davis. On Kaysen, his second personal foul, team foul number three. Gray back to the free throw line after missing a pair of them here earlier in the second quarter. He cannot get that one to go either. Elijah Layden will come back into the ballgame for Fall City, replacing Kaysen Davis, who just picked up that second foul. With the ball at the free throw line, Tyler Gray. Free throw on the way up. Can't get that to fall, but does get his own rebound. Tries to take the ball to the basket, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called. We will send him right back to the line for a pair of free throws once again. Foul's going to be called this time on Jacoby Banger. On Banger, his second personal foul, team foul number four. Tyler Gray able to find his way back to the line. Cannot, so free throw woes continue for Gray. He is now 0 for 5 on the evening. 6 points, though. 6 points for Gray. Second free throw on the way up and still off, won't go. 0 for 6 is Tyler Gray from the line. Tigers pulled down the rebound. That was Jacoby Banger off to Bodie Jones. 3:30 left to play here in the second quarter. 26-9 the score. The Tigers trail by 17. Timeout on the court. We'll take 1-2. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group, direct written premium.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Cody Sharong back with you live from Fall City High School this evening. In the second game of our doubleheader earlier in the evening, we had a good one in the girls' contest. The Fall City Tigers ended up falling in that one 42-39 thanks to a buzzer-beating three-point shot put up by the Thunder there to win 42-39. Jones will hand it off to Banger. Right back to Jones, and then a whistle and a foul is going to be called as Bodie Jones and DeAndre Minty got tangled up over there. Some folks could have thought that was a jump ball. Others thought it was a foul. It will go in the foul direction this time. It will stay with the Tigers. Foul that time was on DeAndre Minty, his second personal foul. Bounce pass comes in to Elijah Layden. Layden can't handle it quite, now loses it once again. Corrals it, hands it off to Jones. Jones drives to the basket, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Nottoway Valley. Foul is going to be called on the Thunder's Jack Cowden. On Jack's, his first personal foul. Team foul number two of the second quarter as we send Bodie Jones to the line. First free throw for Jones up and off, will not fall. That makes our score remain 26-9 here with 3:13 left to go in the second quarter. Second free throw for Jones. On the way and in that time. Bodie gets in the scorebook, and it's 26-10. Nottoway Valley back the other way. Here comes Braxton McGinnis. Good using that speed. Dishes it off underneath. Up and good by Tyler Gray. That all starts because Braxton McGinnis for this Thunder team does a fantastic job of pushing that basketball down the court, and he gives his teammates a good assist there. Jacoby Banger back the other way. Can't get his shot to go as he's driving down the lane. Puts a shot up underneath the basket. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. As Jacoby Banger got his own rebound there momentarily, tries to put a shot back up, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. That foul on Tyler Gray. On Tyler, his first personal foul, team foul number three. We will send Jacoby Banger to the line. Banger's free throw up and good. He's now got 6 points on the evening. Second free throw pending here for Jacoby. On the way and in. 7 points for Jacoby. It's 28-12. Nottoway Valley in front. 2:44 left to go here in the second. Ty Hoyt with the basketball for the Thunder. At the top of the key, they dish it to the left side. Into the hands of McGinnis. Underneath Cowden. Now a whistle and a foul away from the ball is going to be called. Foul going to be called on Braxton McGinnis. No, Jack Cowden. Cowden is going to pick up the foul. His second personal foul, team foul number four. 4. So now both teams with four team fouls apiece. 2:35 left to go here in the second, 28-12. Nottoway Valley in front. After the foul by Nottoway Valley, the Tigers do have it. Jacoby Banger picks it up in the corner here. Has trouble. Somehow gets it to Morris. Nice pass from Morris to Layden. It's knocked away by Hoyt. Off of Layden's head, right into the hands of Tyler Gray. That basketball just bounced straight up off of the top of Elijah Layden's head. Couldn't find the basketball. And then it plunked him right on top. Turnover to the Thunder. This is Minty with it. Minty, hesitation dribble. Puts the shot up on the glass. Won't fall. Rebound's going to be fought for. Pulled down by Tyler Gray. Now the ball's tipped around once again on that rebound. And ends up in the hands of Bodie Jones. Jones across the timeline right side. He uses a screen from Layden. Layden to Jones. Back to Morris. Morris has it at the top. He has his pocket picked by Braxton McGinnis. McGinnis ahead. Fast break opportunity. Up off the glass and good. Braxton McGinnis has his fifth and sixth points on the night. Timeout on the court. 30-12. Our score, a minute 37 left to play in the second. We'll take a 30-second break and be back with more basketball on KTNC.
Want to give a gift that will last a lifetime? At Hella Martial Arts, we build confidence, teach self-defense, make friends, create leaders, and so much more. And there's no batteries required. Learn more about our classes at hellamartialarts.com. Parents, need a few hours away from the kids this season? Sign them up for our Glow Party, Saturday, September 13th. Starting at 5:30, we'll have 3 hours worth of glow-in-the-dark games, activities, and pizza. That's Hella Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back at Fall City High School. I'm out on the court. We have a handful of subs in for the Nottoway Valley Thunder. In there is Brayden Sipes for the first time. Checking back in is Cooper Soderly. And all five new players, so I will catch you up with those as we can. Banger underneath the Layden. Layden, big collision down there. Layden's down on the court. Is able to hop right back up, thankfully, for the Tigers. The foul's going to be called on Nottoway Valley's Brody McGinnis. On Brody, his first personal foul, team foul number 5. So we will send Elijah Layden to the line. Elijah, 2 points on the evening for the Tigers. Aiden Fast also out there for the Thunder. And Joe Smock as well. Nottoway Valley, as Layden can't get the first one to go. Another opportunity coming up right here. Free throw on the way up and no good. But a lane violation on the Tigers. Would have been null and void anyways on the free throw. Turnover to Nottoway Valley. 1:26 left to play in the second. It's the basketball. It's Aiden Fast now for Nottoway Valley. Off to the left side, that's Sipes. Brayden Sipes off to the right corner. McGinnis, 3, no good. Brody McGinnis that time. Offensive rebound pulled down by Aiden Fast. They get it out top into the hands of Brayden Sipes. Sipes off to the left side with it. Joe Smock. Smock to McGinnis. Off to the, they dish it off. Here's a shot from the left elbow. Up and no good by Aiden Fast. Rebound pulled down by Carson Simpson for Fall City. Into the front court comes Jacoby Banger. Banger has it at the left wing. Finds a cutting. Bodie Jones can't handle it. Stolen away. Brayden Sipes. Sipes ahead to McGinnis. Brody McGinnis. Up off the glass. Won't fall. Offensive rebound there for it was Joe Smock. Joe Smock, a junior for this Thunder team, gets the basket, and that makes the score 32-12. 32 seconds left to play here in the second quarter. Stay tuned. We will have a halftime show for you. This is Jones with it. He'll use his dribble to the top of the key. Bounce pass over to Elijah Layden on the right side. Layden holds it there. Now hands it to Jacoby Banger. Banger will drive down the lane. Up off the glass. Won't fall. Rebound's going to be tipped around. Now the ball is on the deck. Banger has it. Tries to throw it out right into the hands of Joe Smock. Nothing going there for the Tigers. Into the front court. Back to Smock. Smock kick out. Three-pointer. Brayden Sipes up and good. Brayden Sipes beats the buzzer. And he got 3 points on the evening. That was the halftime horn. Our score, 35-12. The Nottoway Valley Thunder in front here at the half. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Come back with the first half stat. You're listening to Fall City Tiger Basketball on KTNC and the MSG Sports Radio Network.
This holiday season, F&M Bank sends you and your family our warmest greetings and heartfelt wishes. We invite you to stop by either of our locations where a fresh cup of coffee and friendly conversations await. Come meet our family at F&M, the people dedicated to caring for you. From our family to yours, may your holidays be filled with joy, peace, and cherished moments. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward, because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Nine players get into the scoring column for the Nottoway Valley Thunder there in the first half. They were led by Tyler Gray with 8 points. Jack Cowden with 7, Braxton McGinnis with 6, 3 points each for Ty Hoyt and Braden Sipes, and 2 points for DeAndre Mincy, Joe Swank, and Brody McGinnis for their total of 35. Our halftime show presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. For the Tigers, they were led by Jacoby Banger. He had 7 points on the half, 2 points each for Jason Davis and Elijah Layden, and Bodie Jones adds in a free throw for their total of 12. The Tigers are 3 for 6 from the free throw line, and Nottoway Valley is 3 for 10 from the charity stripe in that first half. Our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, check in on the local weather and what's coming up this next week for you. And then we'll be back with second half action live from Fall City High School. My name is Cody Shawong, and you're enjoying high school basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has 2 pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. Partly cloudy tonight, a low temperature in the lower 30s with gusty west winds as high as 35 miles an hour. On Wednesday, we'll see sunny skies with high temperatures in the mid-40s and northwest winds still gusting up to 35 miles an hour at times. Wednesday night, cloudy with temperatures in the upper 20s and winds out of the east at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday, sunshine with high temperatures in the mid-50s and light south winds. Thursday night, partly cloudy with temperatures in the upper 20s. On Friday, we'll see mainly cloudy skies and colder temperatures, highs in the upper 30s as winds become northerly and a little bit stronger at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday, partly sunny, highs near 30. Sunday, mainly sunny with highs only in the upper 20s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 54.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's Jerky, Snack Sticks, Brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Experiencing low back, hip or groin pain, bladder issues or discomfort, it could be your pelvic floor. The expert physical therapy team at Sabetha Community Hospital understands. We offer specialized pelvic floor therapy for urinary urgency, incontinence, pelvic pain, and more. Through education, strengthening, and techniques, find relief and improve your life. Take control. Contact the physical therapy department at Sabetha Community Hospital today.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Fall City High School. We are at halftime in this boys contest. 35-12, Nottoway Valley in front here at the half. We do have a scoring update from Johnson Brock. Randy Catula has that call over on Sunny 101.3. At the half, it is Johnson Brock 30 and the Palmyra Panthers 23 at half in the boys contest. In the girls' contest earlier this evening, it was the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles 43 and Palmyra 31. On our girls' contest earlier tonight, the Tigers lose a heartbreaking one here tonight to fall to 0-2 on the season. It was a three-point last-second buzzer-beating shot that pushed the Thunder ahead 42-39. As the final seconds dripped off the clock there in the fourth. That three-pointer was up and good by Haley Dawson for the Thunder. In this one, like I said, 35-12 the score. We'd like to thank our presenting sponsor tonight. Our presenting sponsor for this game is F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus at F&M Bank in Fall City. Check them out today. As you heard, 35-12 our score. We will have more basketball coverage for you. We also have some wrestling coverage for you. We will have wrestling coverage on Friday. I can't remember what time that starts, but Troy Nelson and Mr. Roger Wendell will be headed to Peru to bring you some live coverage of high school wrestling on Friday. So stay tuned. If you don't get the update, there is a Facebook page for the Sunny 101.3 radio station, and they do a great job of putting out posts and letting you know what we'll be covering, where we'll be covering it, and when we will be covering it. So if you got any questions on that, check out the Facebook page, and they might be able to help you on there. Second half action, and then ball is inbounded to Ty Hoyt for the Thunder. Cross court pass to Minty, who will try a three underneath. Offensive rebound up and good by Tyler Gray. Gray now with 10 points in on the evening. Tigers back the other way, now moving from our left to our right. Here's a pass they try to throw underneath to Elijah Layton, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Braxton McGinnis. McGinnis got a little bit too close there to Jacoby Banger. The foul is called, and then the Tigers will retain. Foul is going to be called on Braxton McGinnis, his second personal foul, team foul number one of the second half. Off to the left side, Banger try a D3 up off front iron, won't fall. Rebound is going to be pulled down by the Thunder. Into the front court comes Braxton McGinnis. Cross court pass, Ty Hoyt chucks a three from the right wing, won't fall. Elijah Layton pulls down the rebound for the Tigers off to Jacoby Banger. Banger tries to bounce pass down to Jones, does so. Gets it to Jones, he holds it there, now uses his dribble back out top. Holding the ball towards the volleyball spike line area, now goes cross court to Morris. Ethan Morris will use his dribble, hand it off to Cottle. Cottle hands it to Banger. Banger trying to move towards the basket in front of McGinnis. Nice step through, up and no good, can't get the basket. Elijah Layton pulls down the rebound, has it taken away by Jack Cowden for Nottoway Valley. Good defensive effort. Jack Cowden, the rebounding and defensive specialist here for Nottoway Valley. Ty Hoyt down to Cowden. Inside Braxton McGinnis at the free throw line, right side. Now they go back outside, top of the key, left-ish area with Minty. Minty underneath the Cowden, back out to Minty. Minty will try another three, up off, won't go. Rebound is going to be chased down by Cowden, but can't corral it. It's going to go back to the Tigers with 6:22 left to go here in the third quarter. 37-12 the score. Nottoway Valley in front here early in the third period. Into the front court come the Tigers. With the basketball is Jones. Jones across court to Banger. Banger to Morris on the right side. Morris, spin move at the free throw line. Shot fake up. That's a jump shot up and good. Ethan Morris scores the jump shot. His first basket of the evening. And it's 37-14. Nottoway Valley in front after the Morris basket. Into the front court comes the Thunder. Underneath Cowden. Cowden back outside. It goes Tyler Gray. Gray to McGinnis in the middle at the free throw line. A whistle and a blocking foul is going to be called on Ethan Morris for Fall City. Ethan picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one. It'll stay with Nottoway Valley after the foul. Inbounding is Braxton McGinnis underneath his basket towards the left side. He throws it in. Here's Ty Hoyt. Hoyt drives it. Floater up. No good. Rebound there for Tyler Gray. Up and good. Tyler Gray really good at those putback shots off the offensive rebound. He's got 12 in the ball game. And it's 39-14, a 25-point advantage for North Nottoway Valley. On the next possession, there's going to be a whistle and a foul on the Thunder's Braxton McGinnis. On Braxton, his third personal foul, team foul number two. Into the ball game comes Brody McGinnis. McGinnis will replace Braxton McGinnis. Throwing it in is Banger. Banger lobs it into Morris. Morris catches it. Now it's going to be knocked away. Ty Hoyt with the steal. Minty with it. Back over to Hoyt. Hoyt can't have it go. Blocked away by Bodie Jones. Jones has it, far side, brings it across the timeline in a hurry. Goes down to Layton in the corner, drives it baseline, picks up his dribble down there on the block. Out top it goes Banger, top of the key. He fakes the handoff to Morris and he'll drive it down the paint. Up and good with the left hand layup goes Jacoby Banger. He's got 9 points this evening, 39-16 the score. Nottoway Valley in front. Brody McGinnis across the timeline, cross court pass Ty Hoyt. Down to Cowden, out top McGinnis, he'll try a three. Left handed shot up, no good. Won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled out of there by Bodie Jones, that is. And off the Banger, who will bring it across the timeline. 4:45 left to go here in the third. Banger, top of the key. Off to the right side it goes Morris. Morris, crossover dribble between the legs. Out to the top of the key, defended by Minty. Off to Jones now. Jones has it on the right wing. He'll dribble to the right corner, now in a little bit of trouble. Wisely pulls it back out towards the top of the key in front of Coach Jackson Baum. Now he has it knocked away by Ty Hoyt and stolen. Knocked away, then stolen. Minchie tries to get it ahead to Brody McGinnis, and he's going to be fouled by Fall City as he was trying to throw the ball down towards Minchie. Foul is going to be called on Fall City's Jacoby Banger. On Jacoby, his third personal foul, team foul number two. Inbounding Brody McGinnis. He throws it in to Ty Hoyt. Free throw line extended right side. This is Minchie with it. Now in the right corner. They move it from right to left. Hoyt has it, left wing. Minchie underneath Ty Gray. Outside McGinnis. Swinging to Ty Hoyt. Three ball up and good. Good ball movement there. Ty Hoyt knocks down the triple, his second of the ball game. That's just good ball movement by Nottoway Valley and the Thunder. Jacoby Banger back the other way. 42-16 now the score. Ball is loose. Stolen away by North Nottoway Valley. Cowden with it. Cowden bounce pass out to Hoyt. They swing it. Brody McGinnis will try a three from the right corner that won't fall. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Fall City. We'll keep it with Nottoway Valley. Foul is going to be called on Jacoby Banger. And on Jacoby, his fourth personal foul. Team foul number three. Into the ball game for Fall City is going to come Cam Huppert. So Huppert will check in for the Tigers. Timeout on the court called by Nottoway Valley. 42-16. The Thunder in front of the Tigers. 3:36 left to play here in the third. Take a 30-second break on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life is all about growing. Growing a family and a farm. There are so many milestones to take pride in. From a new crop showing its first shoots to a family buying their first home. Here to help you grow along with all your financial needs. That's Frontier Bank. For us, it's a privilege to serve you. And helping you grow is our whole reason for being. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back at Fall City High School, 3:36 left to play here in the third quarter. The Tigers trail 42-16. Jacoby Banger just picked up personal foul number four, so Jacoby Banger's the leading scorer on the Tigers team so far here this evening, but is going to have to take a seat here for probably the remainder of the third quarter, I'd imagine. So in to replace him comes Camden Huppert. Camden Huppert, a freshman. Huppert, a freshman, checking into the game for the Tigers. Here's a three-point shot by Brody McGinnis that won't fall. On the rebound is going to be called a jump ball. The arrow possession is going to favor Fall City, so it'll stick with Fall City on the tie-up after the rebound. They're trying to track down. There's Camden Huppert. 5'9", and a freshman is Camden Huppert, so a freshman in for Fall City. Into the front court comes Bodie Jones with it. Jones has it on the left side in front of defensive effort by Ty Hoyt. Now they go cross court. Elijah Layden right in front of the Fall City bench. Here's Jones on the back cut. Tipped around. Ends up in the hands of Ty Hoyt. Steal by Nottoway Valley. Into the front court comes Brody McGinnis. Good extra pass to Tyler Gray. Up and good. Tyler Gray gets the basket. He's now got 14 points on the evening. And it's a 44-16 advantage, Nottoway Valley. Tigers basketball. They hand it off to Morris. Morris. Crossover dribble between the legs. Morris finds Cottle wide open underneath the basket. Can't get it to fall. Rebound pulled out of there by Jax Cowden for Nottoway Valley. Off into the hands of Ty Hoyt. Cross-court pass Brody McGinnis. McGinnis, right wing opportunity. Down into the corner, DeAndre Mincie. Mincie will try a three from the right corner. It won't fall. Rebound is tipped around. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers. It'll stay with Nottoway Valley. Back into the game for Fall City comes Carson Simpson. He will replace Cottle. Cottle will take a seat. 44-16. Nottoway Valley in front with 2:30 left to go here in the third. Into the ball game comes Braden Sipes for Nottoway Valley. He'll run the point. Off to Mincie. Mincie will drive it. Right short corner. Jump shot up off front iron. Won't fall. Rebound tracked around by Jax Cowden. Rebounding machine under there. Here's a kick out pass. Goes to Cooper Snodderly. Can't get that one to fall. And Elijah Layden pulls down the defensive rebound for the Tigers. Jones to the right wing using a screen from Layden. Jones moves all the way down to the right block. Now kicks it out to Morris, who will try a three from the right top of the key. Rebound is going to be tipped around into the hands of Jack Cowden. Cowden into the front court. Moves his way to the right block. Outside goes. Sipes knocks down the three in the first half. Can't get that one to fall. Morris tracks down the rebound. Ahead to Simpson. Simpson through traffic, up off the glass, and good. Carson Simpson with his first basket, also a freshman out there for the Tigers. 44-18 now the score. Nottoway Valley in front with a minute 33 left to go in the third quarter. Turnaround jump shot by Jack Cowden won't fall. Rebound pulled down by Ethan Morris. Morris, cross-court pass to Jones. Jones drives it to the right block. Now double-team down there. We're going to have a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Nottoway Valley. On Nottoway Valley, foul is going to be called on Jack Cowden. On Cowden, his third personal foul, team foul number three. Into the ball game comes Aiden Fast for Nottoway Valley, as well as Joe Smock. Also out there for the Tigers, Cam Huffer tries to get the offensive rebound, can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Joe Smock. Ethan Randall also out there for Nottoway Valley, that is. He wanted to say North Andrew, or I don't know why. Ball's going to be loose in the backcourt, corralled by Ethan Randall for Nottoway Valley. Into the corner, fast. Pull-up jump shot, left elbow won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Carson Simpson for the Tigers. Clock's under a minute to play in the third, 49 seconds. 44-18, Nottoway Valley in front. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Nottoway Valley, so the Tigers will retain it. Also into the ballgame, Callan Furness, a sophomore for the Tigers. Inbound comes into Bodie Jones. Jones, left side, Cam Huffer. Huffer thought about the three. Now pulls it down. Has it turned over into the hands of Braden Sipes. Sipes with the steal and then a foul right after that happened. Foul going to be called on Cam Huffer. His first personal foul, team foul number four. 36 seconds left to play here in the third. 44-18 the score. Fast goes on the left side, Snodderly. Inside it goes Smock. Smock back out to Fast. Tries a three-pointer up from and good from the left wing. Aiden Fast knocks down the triple. And it's 47-18 Nottoway Valley with 17 seconds left to go. Three-point shot by Simpson up, no good. Rebound's going to be pulled down by... That was Ethan Randall that time for Nottoway Valley, pulling down the rebound. Outside it goes Aiden Fast. Fast dribbles to the free throw line. Kick out, three-point opportunity by Sipes. Up and good. He did it again. Braden Sipes did it in the first half before halftime, and he knocked down another triple at the buzzer, and it makes our score 50-18 at the end of three with one quarter pending. You'll take a one-minute timeout. Back with fourth quarter action on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
After the break, Ethan Morris. Gets the floater to go in the lane, and it's 50-20. North Nottoway Valley in front. Elijah Layden will pull down the defensive rebound after a shot was put up by Ethan Randall by Nottoway Valley. Into the front court comes Morris. Morris drives to the paint, turn around, up and under move, up and no good. Brock Cottle offensive rebound, up and good off the glass. Brock Cottle with his first point of the ball game. He's got two, and it's 50-22. Nottoway Valley in front. Sipes picks his dribble up at the half court line. Now he'll swing it to the right side, Ethan Randall. Randall uses his dribble down into the corner. They try to get it underneath. That ball is going into Joe Smock. Ball's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Nottoway Valley. Inbounded to Bodie Jones. Jacoby Banger is back out there for the Tigers with those four personal fouls as they trail by 28 here. Cottle underneath. Up off the glass and good. Cottle scores again. He's got four, and it's 50-24 with 6:40 left to go. A whole group of subs up off the bench for Nottoway Valley, getting ready to check in at the next buzzer as the steal is made by Ethan Morris. Morris crossover dribble to the paint, puts the shot up underneath. Won't go. Oh, two players hit the deck. That's Banger and, or that's Layden. Layden and Morris collide down there. They hit the deck. Foul's going to be called on Nottoway Valley's. See who they post that one on. Still haven't posted it, but we will send Ethan Morris to the free throw line for two shots. Foul's going to be called on Aiden Fast as Morris' first free throw up and good. He's got five on the evening. Now both squads emptying the benches here with 6:28 to go here in the fourth. Morris at the free throw line. Cam Huffer, Grant Kosa, Callan Furness, and Jason Davis all out there for the Tigers. Morris' second free throw up and off won't fall. Rebound pulled down by Gray Hunt. Gray Hunt pulls down the rebound and off to the right side, Brody McGinnis. McGinnis uses his dribble to the left. He drives to the paint, puts the shot up off the glass, won't fall. Rebound is going to be knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with North Nottoway Valley. Into the game comes Carson Simpson for Fall City. 50-25 the score with 6:13 left to go in the fourth. Inbounding, Braxton McGinnis underneath his own basket. He'll lob it in. Tyler Gray. Gray underneath. Back to Gray. Up and good. Nice give and go. That's Tyler Gray on the receiving end. He's got 16 points on the evening. Callan Furness with the basketball for Fall City. He goes to the right side with it. Off to Grant Kobza. Kobza to Simpson. Simpson crossover dribble on the right wing. He'll move towards the basket. Now hands it back to Furness, and Furness is going to step out of bounds. Turnover to Nottoway Valley. Also out there for the Thunder is Brogan O'Connor out there for Nottoway Valley. Into the front court comes the Thunder. Nice pass underneath. Up and good by Tyler Gray. Gray scores again. He's got 18 points on the night. 54-25, Nottoway Valley in front. Furness into the front court. Goes ahead to Kobza. Kobza open there on the wing. Now goes outside to Hubbard. Hubbard crossover dribble. Top of the key. Looks to move towards the basket. Now he'll go back out top. Picks up his dribble. Knocked away. Ends up in the hands of Kaysen Davis. Davis moves to the basket. Carson Simpson had it underneath down there. Throws it right between Mr. Official's legs. Out of bounds. Turnover to Nottoway Valley. Into the game for the Thunder is a number 41. I don't have a number 41 on any roster here, so we'll see. Don't have one on the normal roster or my roster. Brody McGinnis has it. Left side. Outside it goes. With the ball is Brogan O'Connor. Top of the key. Here's a three-point opportunity. Up and no good by Gray Hunt. Rebound is going to be tipped around. Pulled down by Camden Hubbard. Clock shows 4:54 to play here in the fourth. Into the front court come the Tigers. Carson Simpson. Crossover dribble to the right block. Up and no good. But a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Nottoway Valley. Foul is going to be called on Mr. Number 41, as I do not have a number 41 on my roster. We'll send Carson Simpson to the line. First free throw for Simpson, up and no good, in and out. But he gets another opportunity here. Clock shows 4:46, score 54-25. Simpson's free throw up and good that time. He scores his first basket of the evening. And into the front court come Nottoway Valley. On the right side with it. That's Gray Hunt. Hunt off to Brody McGinnis. McGinnis finds an open shooter in the left corner. Won't fall. Over there for it was Brogan O'Connor. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the rebound. And that's going to be called on Mr. 41 again for Nottoway Valley. His number 41... Number 41. We're going to try to figure out the 41 dilemma here in just a second so I can get you a name. Into the front court comes Callan Furness, passes it underneath Kaysen Davis. Davis has it blocked away by Gray Hunt. punt into the hands of Brody McGinnis. Pull-up jump shot, right elbow won't fall. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Callan Furness, trying to track down that rebound. It will stay with Nottoway Valley. They will throw it in. Underneath their own basket on the left side. They lob it into the backcourt. Brody McGinnis down into the left corner. Now they want to bounce pass it underneath to Cooper Snodderly. Snodderly hands it off to Gray Hunt. Hunt turnaround jump shot up off the glass and good. Gray Hunt scores. It's 56-26. Nottoway Valley. 3:42 left to go here in the fourth. Cam Huppert has it in the right corner for Fall City. Now he'll dribble out towards the top of the key. Left side it goes, Callan Furness. Furness, crossover dribble between the legs. Now goes outside Davis. Davis hands it to Carson Simpson. Simpson back out to Furness, who will try a three from the left wing. It won't fall. Rebound's going to be tracked down by Mr. 41. Out of bounds. Coach Amerson's son is out there, number 41. Jackson Amerson, there he is, tracked him down, had a different number on tonight. Jackson Amerson wearing number 41, usually wears number 25, so that's why we got a little bit of a mix-up on the score sheet. Fall City Tiger basketball, 56-26, 3:05 left to go here in the fourth. Callan Furness has it, crossover dribble. He moves towards the left block, puts a shot up, no good, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Nottoway Valley. Foul is going to be called on Jackson Amerson. On Amerson, his third personal foul now. Team foul number four. We'll send Callan Furness to the free throw line for a pair. Furness, just a sophomore, takes aim. Shot is on the way up and good. Sub into the ball game comes Ethan Randall for Nottoway Valley. He will replace Jackson Amerson. Second free throw on the way, up and off that time, no good. Rebound pulled down by Smock. Joe Smock pulls down the rebound off to Braden Sipes. Sipes, crossover dribble to the right side, three-point opportunity up and no good from the right wing. That shot put up by, that was Brogan O'Connor that time. Rebound pulled down by Carson Simpson. Simpson ahead, puts the floater up in the lane, won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Gray Hunt. Hunt across the timeline, all the way to the hoop, puts the shot up, gets bumped, no call. Rebound is fought for, ball is loose, and a tie-up's going to be the call. Possession arrow is going to stay with the Thunder this time on this far end. Ball is going to be inbounded by Braden Sipes. Sipes will trigger it in. 2:27 left to go here in the fourth quarter. 56-27, Nottoway Valley in front of Fall City here. In this boys contest. Underneath the basket, up and good for Gray Hunt, plus the foul. We'll send Gray Hunt to the line for one more. Foul's going to be called on Kaysen Davis. On Kaysen, his third personal foul, team foul number one. Gray Hunt to the free throw line. 4 points in this varsity contest here this evening. Up and good by Gray Hunt. And it's 59-27. Advantage Nottoway Valley. Furness behind the back. Oh, finds a good cutting. Cam Hupp under there. Can't get that ball to go through the iron, but he does get his own rebound. Back out top it goes. Carson Simpson. He'll try a three from the right wing. Won't fall. Rebound's pulled down by Joe Smock. Smock out to Sipes. Sipes will bring it across the timeline. Clock down to 2:05 left to go here in the ballgame. 59-27. Nottoway Valley in front. Underneath Smock. Up and good. Joe Smock. Nice pass under there. Got that ball from Sipes. Braden Sipes on the nice pass. Smock on the finish. And it's 61-27 in Nottoway Valley. Davis, turn around, moves to the hoop. Fought away by Gray Hunt. In the hurry, the other way. Comes to Nottoway Valley on the fast break. With the basketball was Ethan Randall. Going to have the ball knocked away out of bounds. But a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Carson Simpson. On Carson, his first personal foul. We will send Ethan Randall to the line for two shots. Randall just a freshman, up and good on that one. Ethan Randall. Randall, a freshman, knocks that one down. Got another opportunity coming here. Clock's down to 1:40 to play. Second free throw for Randall, up and good as well. He knocks down a pair, and it's 63-27, Nottoway Valley in front. Into the front court comes Carson Simpson with it. Simpson off to Huppert. Huppert shot fake. Dribble drive. Now he'll back it back out to the right wing. Finds himself wide open. He'll fire it. Up and off iron won't fall. Carson Simpson chases down the rebound, but right into the hands of Joe Smock. Smock tips it off to Jackson Amerson for Nottoway Valley. Clock's down to 1:11 to play. With the basketball, Ethan Randall. Randall, bounce pass underneath Gray Hunt. Up off the glass, won't fall. Rebound's going to be tipped for. Ends up in the hands of Hunt once again. Up and good. Gray Hunt scores again. He's got 7 points on the evening in this varsity contest, and the score is 65-27 with 53 seconds left to play in the ballgame. At the top of the key with it, Carson Simpson. Simpson dribbles to the left side. Left wing, crossover dribble. Tries to go down the right block, kick out Furnace. He'll try a three. Up off the glass, won't fall. Rebound's going to be tracked down by Ethan Randall for Nottoway Valley. Into the front court comes Randall. Back out to Smock. Smock kick out to Brogan O'Connor. O'Connor to Hunt. Hunt thought about the three. Now has it poked away by Kason Davis. Ball's going to go out of bounds and stay with Nottoway Valley. There is 22.9 seconds on the game clock, 21 seconds on the shot clock. Nottoway Valley basketball. Inbound comes in to Brogan O'Connor. O'Connor, crossover dribble at the volleyball spike line. Now off to Smock. Smock down to Amerson. Amerson to the hoop. Up off, won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled into the hands of Cam Huppert. Clock's down to 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds, and that will do it. Let's see if Carson Simpson's three will go in. No, it will not, so that will take us to the final score. The Nottoway Valley Thunder 65, the Fall City Tigers 27. We'll take a 2-minute break, come back, and look at the post-game stats. You're enjoying high school basketball on KTNC.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? TexRx Pharmacy has you covered. TexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, TexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At TexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit TexRx.com to book your consult with TexRx Pharmacy today.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Fall City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Fall City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back at Fall City High School for a final time here this evening. It was the Fall City Tiger boys falling in this ball game, 65-27. Over against the Nottoway Valley Thunder. Looking at individual stats first for the Tigers, they were led by Jacoby Banger. He had 9 points on the night, 5 points for Ethan Morris, 4 points for Brock Cottle, 3 points for Carson Simpson, 2 points for Kason David, and it was and Elijah Layden, and 1 point apiece for Callum Furness and Bodie Jones for their total of 27. For the Nottoway Valley Thunder, they moved to 4-1 on the season. They were led by 18 points by Tyler Gray. They had 12 players in the scoring column. 18 points by Tyler Gray, 7 points for Jack Cowden, 7 points for Gray Hunt, 6 points for Ty Hoyt, 6 points for Braxton McGinnis and Braden Sipes, 4 points for Joe Smock, 3 points for Aiden Fast, 2 points for DeAndre Menzies, 2 points for Cooper Snodderly, Brody McGinnis, as well as Ethan Randall for their total of 65. So it was a all-players-on-board deck type of game for the Nottoway Valley Thunder. They come out on the winning end, 65-27, the final here from Fall City High School here this evening. In the girls' contest earlier tonight, it was the Fall City Tigers falling by 1 point on a last-second three-point buzzer beater by Nottoway Valley, 40-39. So that'll pretty much do it from Fall City High School here this evening. For my studio engineer, Aaron Wisdom, my name is Cody Schwong. We leave you with the final score of the boys' Fall City varsity contest tonight, 65-27. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great night.